Okay, today is Daf Nun Beis. We're on Daf Nun Beis on the top line, second line. So we started off. The Brisa said there was a Brisa that said that we don't accept any pikadons or anything from a woman, a katan, or an eved. Why? Why don't we? Why don't we?
Probably stole it.
What? Because we're afraid maybe they stole it or they don't know it's theirs. But if we did accept it from a woman, we give it back to her. If she died, it goes to the husband. We do accept from an eved. If the master died, it goes back. If the eved died, it goes back to the master. And then we said for a katan, we don't give it back to him because he's a child. So what do? We make a segula. We do a segula for him. See what that means? V'kulan sha'amru. Second line. V'kulan sha'amru b'shas misasan. If all of them say at the time of their death, shall ploni hain, you know what? I said it was mine. I said it was my husband's. It really belonged to ploni. Yasek ki pirushan. We do what they say. We listen to their words. We do as they said. V'yim lav, yasek peirush pirushan. And if not, we make an explanation of their words. What does that mean, if not? So Rashbam says, klomar. Im lo mehem lahu nifkad, shapikod and shal osaploni. Who? We don't believe you. What happened? She had these priceless earrings. And on her deathbed, she said, they're not my husband's. You know who they belong to? The bum in the street. That's not realistic. The bum in the street, right? Kolomar, im lo hemehem lahu nifkad, shapikod and shal osaploni. Who? They belong to that person. Ella, shal bailim shal lahem who? They really belong to the Baal. She says, no, they're not my husband's. They're that bum. That bum doesn't have priceless earrings like that. It's ridiculous. When we talk busha, Adam wrote some law, she shall buy them. She's embarrassed to say, I took these earrings from my husband my whole life. She's embarrassed to say that. So what does she say? It belongs to some guy in the street. She'll not be branded a gazlan on her deathbed. I stole my husband's stuff. So what do? We make an explanation in what she said. She said it belongs to Mr. So-and-so. That guy doesn't have priceless earrings. That guy couldn't make ends meet. She yagzar lebalei and shall elu v'lo le'osaploni. Right? V'chi ha'gavne, and in that case, amrinan, b'samuch, ba'hi uvda debitzu d'rab barbarachana. Like we're going to say in a minute. With the story of Rabbi Barbarachana. Now here we go. Debitzu d'rab barbarachana. The wife of Rabbi Bar Chana, ki kashach, when she was dying, Amr, she said, Hani kipi, these earrings, demarta ubnei barta, these people, whatever, asa, they belong to so and so and so and so. They're not my husband's, they belong to Marta and bnei barta. Asa lekame derav.
So this is the brother of Rav
Kiv. Okay. Asa derav. They came in front of Rav, amalek, imehem nalach, if you believe that, asa kipi rusha. So do it. V'ilo, I say, and if not, v'ilo, and if not, asa pirush l'pirusha. Make an explanation for her explanation. In other words,
keep it.
Igadi amri, hachi amalei, iamidalach, if they were, it's the same answer, if they were rich people, asa kipirusha, then do what she said. V'ilo, asa perish l'pirusha, and if not, make some kind of explanation. Right, so the Rashbam says on the top line, iamidalach. Osim shehi omeres shehem shalahem. They said that they belong to so and so. Im ashirim heim, if they're wealthy people, viruuyim lahifkid kipi v'shar chafetim, and they would lend you earrings or look the other, lend you earrings. Asa kipirusha. Then do what she said. They will belong to what's it called? The rich people v'chzirim lahem and give it back. Inami or Iamidalach Ishtacha Sheishla Ahuvim. She has love, she has friends. Shenasnu la mamon, that will give her money al manas shelo yeheloch chelek bo. That they don't want that the husband can't have any rights in it. Umatana zu no senes lekrovel mishala also kibirusha. Or she says, you know, it belongs to him and I got it from them. They didn't want my husband to have it. Well, any of these kinds, if they,
why can't they ask my?
I don't know.
That
that's a Yossi kind of question. Why don't they ask the person? Is it your earrings?
Yeah.
Right. So, in other words, what the Rashbam is saying is, find the other cases of why they belong not to the husband. The friends didn't like the husband. They didn't want the husband to know about it. All these kinds of things.
I thought usually a person who's on his deathbed,
That's in America, that's an exception to the hearsay rule.
Right.
A dying declaration.
Right.
Right?
But that's also the same thing.
Yeah, but you know, in New York, the dying declaration only is valid if you're speaking about why you're dying. You hear that?
Why you're dying.
I'm dying because what's the call? Shot me. But you're not believed to say, my wife stole money from me. They're not believed today. In New York. Other states don't hold like that.
Really?
Yeah. It's only about why you're dying. In New York. But yeah, the presumption is that nobody lies on the deathbed. That's the presumption.
So why do we have to go through all the shack of the to find out the yes or no? Or
right.
Why? I don't understand.
Right. What? We do hold from a dying declaration?
We hold from a dying declaration.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't. If she says something here, is it ridiculous? Yeah, if it's ridiculous, I'm not going to believe her. Right? Who's the earrings of those? Oh, that guy over there. That guy, earrings? He lives in a hovel. He has priceless earrings? It's ridiculous. That's because that's a different thing. That's a different thing. That means we don't have to write it down. That's all.
It's the same reason. You don't believe anything else if you don't write it down?
Right. Okay, I hear you. Now, next. Then we said, Minakatan Yasalo Segula. If you have a cotton, you make a segula. My segula, what's a segula? Rav Chisda Amar Sefer Torah. Rav Chisda said, you buy him a Sefer Torah. What are you buying him a Sefer Torah for? So, and Rabba Barba Huna Amar Dikla De Achal Mine Tamri. It's a dekel that has fruit hanging from it. So Rashbam says, Sefer Torah, Lil Modbo, Have Peros. Learning from it is the Peros. The Karen Kayam. And the Karen remains. Or a dekel. What's the point of a dekel? Hakotin Tamari. Vakeren Kayam. And the point is that the principle not gonna get lost. Not buy stocks and go to Las Vegas and do these risky things. Avo but iskolo. Don't invest it in a business. Because you can lose it all. You can lose the Karen. Right? Shema Yera Badavar Takal, you might lose the whole thing. So do something, you're not gonna lose the money. Profit? That's a different story, profit. Sefer Torah is a profit. Right? The profit is the learning. Okay. Something that you're not gonna lose the money. Okay. Till he grows up and he can take it himself. Okay. Then we said, V'lo la'av b'nichse ha'ben, v'lo la'ben b'nichse ha'av. The father can't have rights in the son's stuff, and the son can't have rights in the father's stuff. Amr v'yosef, afilu chalku. Even if they part ways. Even if they part ways. I'm 40-something years old. I don't live at home anymore. I have my own house. I have my own wife. I have my own kids. I have my own life. All right, he's still my father. So, Rosh Bam says, one line, Nifridu Av HaBen, the father and son separate, they go their separate ways. She'ein HaBen Samach Al Shulchan Aviv. Doesn't rely on his father anymore, he has his own life. Ve'ein HaBen B'nichse Aviv Klub. He has nothing to do with his father's possessions anymore. He has his own life. Afilu Hachi Ein Machzik in Zeh Al Zeh Delo Kapti Adavi. You still can't get a chazaka, because a father and a son have not makbid. I'm makbid, my son's over here in my field. I'm makbid. I'm not going to say, what are you doing here? Hey, you're a total stranger. I say, what are you doing here? Get out. You don't say that to your son. You don't say that to your father. So even though you have your own separate lives, you're not going to get a chazaka.
But he does have a negiyus to it because it's a Yerusha.
That's exactly the point. That's exactly why you're not going to say anything.
Well, you're not going to say
anything. Therefore, there's no chazaka.
Right. Okay.
Even though you don't live there anymore. I live in Wyoming. My father lives in New York. I see him once a year. I come to the field. I'm not going to get a chazaka. Rava Omar, Rava says no. Chelko, lo. If you separate, then this mission doesn't apply anymore. Then why is a father and a son different than any two people? You separated. Amar of Yirmiyah, Midifti. Avad Rav Papi Uvda. Papi did this. Chelko, lo, Kirava. And he paskin like Rava. That what? That the father and a son can acquire a chazaka because they don't live together anymore. Amr of Nachman Beitzchak, Ishtarle Rav Chia, Mi Hormuz Ardashid, Rav Chia from Hormuz Ardashid told me, the Ishtarle Rav Achabre, Rav Yaakov, Mishre, Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov, who told that, he told him, Chelko lo, that if they separate, if they're parted ways, the son's already old, they separated already, then the son and the father can get chazakas on each other. Ve'elchaza, Chelko lo, and that's the halacha. Tanya Nami Hachi, Ben Shechalak, a son that separated from his father, the Ishto Shenizgarsha, or a husband and wife got divorced. Harein kishar kol adam. They're like everybody else.
Strangers.
Strangers, exactly. Now we get to the meat of today's daf. Itmar. Ready for this? Echad min ha'achim. You have a brother. Shayinosif and nosin besoch beso. He, you always have this. He was the brother that was busy with the father's affairs. He paid all the bills. He did everything. See, he knew what's going on in the father. No one, I don't know. No one else knew. He knew. And people are sending in money with his name on top. The son's name. People are sending in checks. Every day, checks are coming in. They don't have the father's name on it.
Right?
What?
The father died.
Yes.
Oh.
The father died, but the father had real estate. He had you know, income. And all of a sudden, the income's coming in the son's name. V'amr, and he says, Shalihim, it's my money. Shenaflu li mi beis avi ima. It comes to me from my father's mother's estate. You know, the Rashbam explains, we don't have the same mother. So it's my mother's, it's her stuff. No shaykhs to you guys. Not your estate. It's unrelated to you people. And therefore it's only mine. Okay? Let's look at the Rashbam. It's a long Rashbam. It says, V'yotzin al shmo. I don't know, it's like 10 lines where the lines are wide. The end of the line. V'yotzin al shmo. Shebishmo nichtavu. In his name was written, Shehu lakach v'halva. And he bought and sold. He borrowed and lent. So what does he say? The next Rashbam. Shalihein. They're mine. It's mine. It's unrelated to you guys, my brothers. Unrelated. V'ein la'achi chelik behem. And your brothers have no chelik in this money. Shenaflu li ha'mamonos helvisi. This money came to me that I lent it. The karnisi, where I bought stuff. Karkos, halalu. Mibeis avi ima. From my father's mother. In other words?
My mother's father.
From my mother's side. Not your side. We don't have to... Ve'ein atim yarshim imi. You don't yarshim with me. Hilgach, therefore, nakad avi ima. That's why you have to say that it's from his father's mother. The ilu beis abba, because if it would be from their father, kulan yarshin shabashav. They would all equally yarshin. The ba'achin min ha'av askinan. We're talking about brothers that only have the same father. Shekulan yarshin mamon shel avien biyachad. They all inherit from their father together. V'lo yitol zeh yosem mizeh. No one has a greater chilk than anyone else. Hilkach, therefore. No. One second. Hilkach, therefore. Good question. Hilkach, therefore. Me'ein lo mamon zeh levado. Im lo yirshim imo. How did he get money that the other ones don't have, if not from the fact that it's from his mother's side? The kigon she'einam b'nei b'eim achas. They must be talking about a case that they don't have the same mother. This is the raya. This is the raya. The raya is, it's my mother's stuff.
Right.
That's the raya.
No, I'm not saying how much mechaveh from that side. The other side.
So, you're asking an excellent question, and the Gemara will say that in the very next line. Mamish. Amar Rav, Olav Lahavi Raya. He has to prove that that's true.
Who's he?
The brother. The brother who says, it's my mother's stuff, and forget you guys, he has to prove that. He has to prove that. Shmuel Amar, Aha Achim Lahavi Raya. No, the other brothers have to prove it. What are Rav and Shmuel arguing about? Right, so who's the Hamotzi? Right? So the next Rashbam says, Olav Lahavi Raya, Shah Mamun Shalal. He has to prove it's his money. Afalpi Shekko.
The other brother died.
No, the father died. Afalpi Shek Suvin Ashtaros Bishmo. Since it's written in his name, so all this stuff is. All these checks are coming into him. The brothers are watching. What's going on here? Our father died. Where are you getting all this extra money from? No, it's my mother's side. You have to prove that.
Uh-huh.
Right? The kivin de lo nadami olami is it sad yavalo mamon. The brothers have no idea how we started off the case. This brother was in charge of the father's affairs. He was busy in the den, in the study over there. No one else went into that study. Only this one went. All of a sudden, the checks are coming into his name. What does he say? No, I didn't change a thing. It's my mother's side. You have to prove that. Right? You have to prove that. Below Achiv, right? Ein litlos hashtaros el v'mamon ha'av. We assume it's all the father's money. V'ein yochel lahoti mamon b'cheskas ha'av. Ulekam ha'faresh raya b'may. How's it going to prove that? Anyway, Shmuel says, Ala achin shahavi raya. The brothers have to bring a raya. The brothers have to prove that
it belongs. For the money.
What?
They're asking for the money.
Shashtar was halalu mimamon avien. They have to prove that this really belongs to their father and therefore belongs to them.
Right?
Damai dekasav shtar samchinon vel shmo nichtav. Well, after all, it's written in the brother's name. So they have to prove it. Normally we paskin like Shmuel. Hacha hilchasud karav. Paskin like Rav. Titania lekamon kavasei. Also, Rav Chisda v'Rava v'Rasheshes Nami karav sfirale upirushay milsei lekamon. I'm going to explain it in a few minutes. Okay?
Once the checks started coming into the brother who wasn't a Baal, would they have the same issues here? I mean, they have to prove...
I would think yes. I think so. I think it's just a... That's why this happened. That's why the suspicion got raised. Because he's already the only one that goes into the study, you know? So, now, what did Rav say? The burden's on the brother. Shmuel said, no, the burden's on the other brothers. Shmuel's much more machmir, no?
No.
No?
Shmuel is much more machmir.
And what's Rav?
Reverse.
He's not asking for anything.
Rav's the reverse of Asma Khadera.
Right.
That's
right. Right. If I say, hey, give me that sweater, normally I have to prove that it's my sweater. No. Now we're saying, you have to prove it's your sweater, which is crazy.
The brothers are asking for money. They're asking, why are
so they want
asking?
Money.
So I'm Asma Khadera.
Right. Does the watch Rav must hold? Rav must hold that it's such a funny thing that all of a sudden the checks are coming into the brother's name. He has to prove that.
That's a machmah.
Right.
Don't you have to write that when a person dies, the wife, in this case, the wife.
What wife?
If she, the mother.
The mother, yeah. Not a wife,
she
yeah.
She gets a Yerusha from her father and brings it into the marriage.
Right.
You just have to write it down someplace.
It could be she's dead. It could be she's still married to someone else. You don't know what the circumstances are.
So you're saying that
they have the same father. They have the same father.
That same father, different mother.
It could be, the mother could have died 20 years ago. We don't know the situation. All right. Amar Shmuel, but Shmuel says the following.
But then the check should be coming in
for the whole 20 years. But no one knew because the father was alive. Okay. All of a sudden, now what's going on here? Right. So Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, listen to this. What Shmuel says. Modeli Abba, but Rav. His name Abba. Rav would agree with me that what? That the brothers have to bring the raya. She'im meis. If the brother died, this brother, the one who went into the study, he died. Then the brothers have to bring the raya. Why? Because he died. He was saying it was all my mother's stuff. Now he died.
Children.
How do his kids know what the story is? We say we have a rule. Yarshim don't know the affairs of their father. So now the burden will switch to the other brothers. That's what Shmuel said. Rav would say. Okay, look at the Rashbam for a minute. Shemis, the Rashbam for Shemis. V'yeshlo banim liyarsho. Now the brothers have to bring the raya. The burden will switch. The kivon, the yasmi, lav b'nei, aisuye raya ninu. These children have no way of bringing a raya. They don't know what's flying with their father's affairs. Me'enan yodin lefarish zechusan. They don't know how to express their rights. Gam ashtar mochiach sheyamamon shalavien. And plus the shtar says all the money's going to him. The envelopes come with his name on it, with the checks inside. Al shekineg dola haviraya, the burden switches to the brothers. Aval kishaach atzmo kayim, but if the brother's alive, haya matel rav olav la haviraya, then Rav has to bring the raya, right? Right. Then Rav holds that brother has to bring the raya. Now, that sounded very good, right? I'm gonna have to read one more big Rashbam inside. Maskevler of Papa, 1 minute. That makes no sense. Why? Kulam ta'inan lehu liyasmi mididu lotar lehu lavuon. Do we ever do something for a yasam that we don't do for the father? What happened? The father died. This brother died. Now we switch the burden because the yasam don't know. Where did that come from? We're switching the burden because the father died? What are we doing that? Why are we doing that? Because the yasam doesn't know. So what? Now, there is a rule that we do tana for Yisrael, and Yisrael are not, they don't know what their father. So the Rashbam is going to try to differentiate between this, between Rav Papa's question, and all the other things we don't know about Yisrael. Ready? Here we go. Kulam to Ilay Liasmi, Bitmiya, it's a question, right? Ilu Hayavi and Kayam, if the father was alive, this is the brother who says it's a mother's stuff. Hainu Machzikin Mamun Biad Achin, we would say the money belongs to the brothers. Mr. Schiffer, you see what your Rashbam just said? The money belongs that you said they weren't asking for anything. It's automatically theirs. He wants to say, no, it's my mother's stuff. It doesn't belong to you. He has to prove it. It's automatically theirs. Right? He has to bring a raya that's really his, from his mother's side. You bring the raya, you're going to win. Ulfisha mace, not because he died. Yafa kochon shall yisomim mimenu v'yafsidu achin. Now just because he died, now the brothers lose? And now they have to bring a raya? That they're entitled to it? Why are you switching the burden just because he died?
Not because he died. He's got the name on, the names are on his checks.
But if he was alive, it would be his raya.
Yeah.
Now that he's dead, it becomes their raya? Why are you doing that? Now there are, afal gav damrinon.
You can't swear anymore.
Even though we say, but what's the sentence about swearing?
He can't get out.
So say, what?
He can't defend himself. That's why you switch it.
Who? The kids? The Yarshim, you mean?
The dead person.
But now he's, all his property flowed to his children.
Correct.
And right? They don't know. We're 10-year-old kids. What do we know?
Why we switch it.
So one second. Ah, thal gav damrinon. Even though we say, toan in liyoresh, gabe cheskas gimel shanim, we will tie it for a yoresh. That his father was dead 3 years. Afal pishlo darba of Eliyom Echad. Even the father was dead one day. V'zeh hichzik gimel shanim achri kein. Then they stayed for 3 years afterwards. Have a chazaka. That would be a valid chazaka. Afal gav davuon. Lo mehen yule chazaka shalosh shanim. Lo meshalaka hubiyadi el imkein ha'yesh taina. Unless he has a taina. The father has to have a taina. What's his taina? Ata machartali. You sold it to me. Ata nasatali b'matana. Or we have a matana. What's the tiny here for the children? What right do you have to be here? My father. What kind of tiny is that? Nevertheless, we do that for the children. V'gabe b'no lo ta'inan taina zu elami avi yarashti. What's the son's taina? I inherited it. What do I know?
Right.
That's not a taina. Nevertheless, we say all that. And how come over here you have such a kasha? Why are we switching the burden? Right? Alma ta'inu liyasi mai delo mati avuun
l'ta'inon. What's the question now?
You can tie in something that your father can't tie in for himself.
So what is he asking? So he's asking why is there not chazaka here? Is that
what he's asking? Why are you switching the burden? Just because the brother died.
Chazaka had to do with this.
He's trying to show you that what the question is, or Papa's question is, what's the burden? Why are you switching the burden just because the father died? The brother died. The brother, he's also a father.
Right.
We would not, if the brother was alive, it would be his burden, right?
Right.
Which is a negative thing.
Right.
Now that
according to Rav,
now that he died, we make the burden switch. No, Shmuel said that if the brother dies, even Rav would agree with me,
right?
That the burden switches. So, one second. If the father couldn't tie to that himself, the burden doesn't switch for the father. So why doesn't it switch for the Yisamim? Why are they getting off so easy now? Then it becomes their mukhzak. Now the brothers have to prove the opposite. Why are we doing that? Well, we do the same thing by a chazaka. The brothers are there, the sons are there. So what are you doing here? So, I don't know, my father gave it to us as a Yerusha. You have a taina, you own it? No. What will we do? We will taina on behalf. Now the father doesn't have a taina either. But for them, we'll dual taina. What kind of pshat is that? What's the difference? Why they yes and here not? So Rishman explains, Alma, taina, lamai, liyasni, my delo taina, avun, lamatan. We will taina something for Yisomim. We will taina something that Yisomim, for Yisomim, that the father can't taina. The Hassam, lo dummy, it's not the same thing. Listen to this hand, let's see if you tell me if this makes any sense. The Hassam, over there, by the case of the Chazaka, Nami ain tonin b'shvil ha-yisomim. We're not tiny for the Yisomim. El b'shvil, el sha'avim, no'am in ha-ma'amer. The father bought it. Kimo shahaya hu ha'av yachol l'ton. The father would be able to tiny that. Where'd the father get it from? He must have bought it. If the father had lived, the father died. Then the sons were there for 3 years. He asked his sons, what's he tying up? He says, I don't know. My father left it was in the will. What do I know? So we'll tie it on their behalf. All we're doing is extending the tying up. That's all we're doing. Had the father lived, he would have said, I bought it. He would have said, we bought it, so we'll say they bought it. That's all we're doing is extending the tying up. That's all we're doing. But over here, Mama's switching the burden.
Right.
It's totally different. All we're doing over there is whatever the father, had the father not died, what would he have said?
I bought it.
So we'll say they bought it. Their father bought it, therefore they're entitled. We're not changing the halacha. We're just extending the halacha. It's a big difference. Over here, Lafika chavi chazaka. Afak after lo tani mid. Aval hacha have lo mati tani sheachin sheavi arayev. Anan hachi tani makom hayisovim came. Over here the halacha is Rav holds the brother has to bring the raya. Now he died. Who make them bring the raya? Why are we switching the halacha? But the other case for the chazaka, we're not switching the halacha. We're just extending the right to taina to the yisomim. That's what we're doing. Had the father not died, he would have done that. Here, had the father not died, we wouldn't switch a thing. So, ask the pup, what's going on here? What are you people doing? Shmuel said, oh, if Rav would agree with me if the father died. Why would he, if the father slash brother died? Why would he agree with you? Why would we change halacha like that?
Why can't they tell you that the father was getting checks in his name for over 3 years? It's obviously his.
Hmm?
If the father's been getting checks, like you said, for 3 years, for a long time. So why can't they find it?
So the brother said, this is my stuff from my mother's side. Those checks are still coming.
Right.
This is my own money. Who has to bring the raya? Machlokes. Rav says he does. The Shmuel says they do. Shmuel said, but if he died, even Rav would agree with me. Why would Rav agree with that?
Right.
Why is the burden switching? Right? Now, as a matter of fact, says Rav Papa, V'orava apik zuga desarbala v'safra da'ad guza miyasmi below raya. Rava took the stuff away from these scissors or something, some different items. He took it away from Yisomim when they couldn't have a raya. We don't switch it.
So what? Bottom line, is this chazaka of not? According to the father.
It's a machlokas. What do you mean? What do you mean it's a chazaka? What do you mean? Checks are coming in. The brother says it's my mother's money, my mother's stuff. You guys have nothing. No, 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 he's getting in money, he's getting rent.
Getting money. The check that comes in for 3 years.
The check that comes in.
For me.
So who does it belong to? He says it's mine from my mother's side. Who has to prove that? Rav said him, Shmuel said no, the other brothers.
Right.
Now, what happens if he dies? Shmuel said, then Rav would agree with me.
Right.
Why would Rav agree with you?
Right.
As a matter of fact, Rava took stuff away from the Yisomim when they couldn't prove it.
Right?
Right? When they couldn't prove it. And of course, B'dvarim sh'asum ha'ashul ha'askir. The only things that are normally lent.
Right.
A guy walk in and be like, that's mine, and that's mine.
They don't, right? The Rembrandt is mine.
Yeah, everything's mine. Robert said, okay, take it all away. No. Has to be things that, you know, you don't really, okay, fine. Kiddushalach Rav Huna bar Avin, Dvar Masuy Lahashu Lahaskir. Something that's normally rent and borrowed, V'amar Lakuchen Hen Biyadi, Eino Neman. Right? Eino Neman. Who's Eino Neman? Right? Eino Neman. The sons are not believed. The sons are not believed, right?
The
sons are not believed. It's from the father. So how could Shmuel say that he would switch the burden? Kasha, it's a kasha, it's a kasha. Now we always learned, we always know and love that whenever it says kasha, there's an answer. But when it says tiyufta, there's no answer. The Rashbam says, who made that up? That's completely not true. So that's what Rashbam says here.
That's the majority of the rules.
The Rashbam says the only difference between Kasha and Tiyufta is who's asking the Kasha. Or where's the Kasha from? Is it from a Tana? Is it from an Amura? That's the only. That's what Shmuel says. That's what the Rashbam
Kasha
says.
And Tiyufta
from
the
Samurai. What? No. So what's the Kasha on Shmuel? Is it a Kasha in logic? Is it a Kasha from a Brisa? Is it a Kasha? Here, the Kasha was in logic. The Kasha was, why would we switch it? Rav Papa didn't ask the Kasha, but Shmuel, this goes against the Mishnah. What did he ask? It goes against logic. Why are we switching the burden? So that, we answer off Kasha. If the Kasha would have been it, but it goes against some Mishnah or something, we would have said Tiyufta. But it's the same, the bottom line. The bottom line is there's no way out, that's what Shmuel says. That's what the Rashbam says here, that there's no way out. He ends up passing like Shmuel anyway. Right?
So it's really Shmuel that has no answer here.
What?
It's really Shmuel.
Exactly, Shmuel has no answer. Why do you say that?
Even on Tiyufta, we do have a psak, you know.
I know. Yeah. Okay. Next. Amar of Chista.
Not in extends anymore. I don't know what this whole thing is talking about.
Why?
Because there's no other way of getting to an answer. Unless you hold like
Rav,
like Shmuel.
Why? Make Rav didn't bring the right.
One second. So never swear. Nobody has a proof.
No, so okay. So you're asking a very good question. You're asking an excellent question. The Gemara's not. We're not finished. Okay, so we said Shmuel had a kasha about that one case where the guy died. What do we mean he didn't die? So machlokas Rav and Shmuel, right? So we're not done with this machlokas yet. The Gemara is going to talk about your issue right now. Amr of Chista Lo Shano El Dein Chalukin Beisasan. All this is only true if there's no dividing up that Isasan means dough. In other words, nothing's been divided yet. Aval chalukin beisasan, if they divided up already property, Amar, the brother could say, may isaso kinates. I was stingy, I starved myself, and with the extra money, I bought these properties. Forget my mother, don't come to my mother. I did it myself. Well, we also got a stipend. I didn't use my stipend, right? And therefore, I bought it with the extra money. I bought this land. Yeah, that's all. Then I've got it. Right? That's why the brothers have to bring a raya. Because they're not entitled to it. Right. It could be very... It's like, give me that sweater. Right. What do you mean, give me that sweater? It's my sweater. Right. I want that sweater. I have to bring a raya. The brothers want this land. Let them bring a raya. He says, I was more industrious than you people. I starved myself. I took the extra money and I bought land. It's my land. What do you want from me? You hear this? Now the Gemara asks Mati's question. Raya b'mai, what kind of raya? So Rabba Amar, raya b'edim. You have to bring edim. Edim that what? Right? Edim that he starved himself. Right. Shmuel Rav Sheshes Amar, raya b'kiyam ashtar. Raya with the shtar is makuyam. Right? Right, exactly. But the bezin approved what I did. Right? Amalei Rav Rav Nachman. So we have over here Harav, Hashmuel. It's the machlokas Rav and Shmuel, Har Rab of Har of Sheshes, and another machlokas Rav and Rav Sheshes about the shtar, about the raya. Mar Kamansriel, who do you hold like? Amalei, Anam Asnisa Yadana. I have a Mishnah or a Brisa. The Tanya, it says Echem and Achin Shahayanosim Venosim Bezoch Beis Abayis. One brother was in the study all day long with his father's affairs. For the owners who shtar is Yotzen Al Shmo, and checks were coming in written in his name. The Omar Shalihain and their mine Shenaflu Li Beis Avi Ima. That came from my mother, a love, Lahavi Raya. He has to bring a Raya like who? Like Rav.
Yes. The kid now has to bring a Raya?
No, the father, the brother.
The brother, exactly.
V'chein, Ha'isha, also a woman, she knows his v'nosim b'tzoch ha'bayis, and she takes care of the checkbook in the house, right? V'ha'yonos v'shtar v'yotan al shema. All of a sudden, these checks are coming in her name. Husband says, what's going on here? Right? V'amrla, amr shalihain, it's mine. Shenafluli based Abi Abba, only based Abi Ima. It came from my side of the family, unrelated to this marriage, right? Oleha lahavi raya. She has to bring the raya to prove that. Right? The presumption is it's the husband's money. Oh no, it's not your money. So prove that. Here it makes perfect sense. Here we all understand Rav. Yeah. Right? But the case of the wife, we all understand Rav. But yeah. The case of the brothers, we didn't really understand Rav. My v'ched. Why did another case over here with the woman? Ma'atayim. I would have thought Eva Isha kiva deshvichale milsa. Since she has a lot of kavod, it's shvichalei milsa, right? That what? The Omri, katarcha kameh yasmi. Look at this, my husband died, and I came and I took care of these kids, and I took care of all their affairs, I paid all the bills. She's going to lie and say that she squeezed money and made a...
She's not going to rob them.
Not going to rob them. Lo gozlem yasmi. She's not going to rob yisomim, orphans, right? Kamash malan. No, she might do that. And therefore, she has to bring a raya that's really her money. Yeah, then we said that's the we'll finish up. When we said the Mishnah said b'medav amurim b'muchzak. That's all. The whole Mishnah was true about a muchzak. Avol benosin matana va'achin shechalku. Or we said a machzik b'nichzi hager. You have to do some act of acquisition. So the Gemara says atu kol hanid amrin lav benichazaka ninu. What? What about they also can't get a chazaka? Like the Mishnah didn't make any sense. So chasvir mechzer v'achiktoni. B'medav amurim. When do these words said that what? That you require 3 years. When do you require 3 years? Bechazaka sheishim otaina. Chazaka with a taina. Kigon. Mecher omar lo macharti. I say I never sold it to you. V'lokeach omar lokachti. And I say I bought it. Avol chazaka sheinim otaina. But if there's no taina, kigon. Nasa matana. He gave it to me. What kind of taina is that? Achen shechalku. Hamachzik v'nitzi ager. Right? Or you walk into the nitzei ager. The ger died. Nobody. The ger had no relatives. So who gets it? Whoever gets there first. So no taina. And then I say, no, the ger sold it to me, right? Dilamikni ba'almahu, it's just a kinyan. No, God of a parrot's kosher is a chazaka. You do one act of acquisition, it becomes yours. Tani Ravoshia, the Kedushin de Levi, in the Gemara of something with Levi, no, God of a parrot's kosher, bifanav is a chazaka. If it's in front of the guy, it's a chazaka. So Gemara says, bifanav in, shalom bifanav lo. What if it's not bifanav? So no, Amar Rav Hachikamar. Bifanav, if it's in front of him, lo tzarech lemeimar le leg chazei v'kini. The owner doesn't have to say, yeah, you can acquire it. Right. He's standing in front of him. He's watching him put a fence up around the property. He's watching, he doesn't say anything. He acquires it immediately. One more line. Shalom bifanav, if he's not there, tzarech lemeimar le leg chazei v'kini. You have to say to him, all right, I'm going to be away. I want you to put up a fence, right? It's saying to his face. Okay? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.